This is Target Score Weekly with Joey Slattery and Taylor Allen. Welcome into a special episode of Target Score Weekly, our very first March Madness special, featuring Joey's No Prep Picks. Full disclosure, this was actually supposed to be the second part of another episode, but it was going to be at the tail end of probably an episode that would have been like 2 hours. So we called the audible and we made it its own episode, which we are going to continue throughout March Madness as the tournament progresses until we get down to the Final Four. The reason why it's called Joey's No Prep Picks is because before this recording, I didn't actually look at the bracket. I didn't know the teams involved and I did not know the matchups until Taylor mentioned them, presenting them to me, and I had to make the pick within 3 seconds. So there's no prepping to this. It's all luck of the draw. I'll probably have the best bracket I've ever had. But because it ran long and we thought this was going to be part of another podcast, Taylor, as polite as he is, decided he's going to streamline it to the Final Four. But we each have our picks and we're going to have to see how close we come to actually getting a perfect bracket, and of course, who's going to win between the two of us. We'll share the full brackets on social media throughout the weekend, but I hope you enjoy this very first special episode of Target Score Weekly, our Joey's No Prep Picks March Madness special. Here's the thing, Taylor. When it comes to brackets, I've done brackets since I was in high school. I've spent so much time doing homework on brackets and, you know, looking at statistics and looking at, you know, conference, out of conference records, in conference records, historical conference records in these situations to try and pick, you know, my bracket. It doesn't matter. So this year, I didn't even look at the bracket. I've not seen it yet. I was not paying attention to Selection Sunday. I was not, none of that. Didn't care. I'm not worried about it. I am just going to pick my teams with no prep. So we're bringing in a new segment, and it's going to be Joey's No Prep Picks. And you are also going to follow. You've done your homework because you are actually going to March Madness. That's another thing that we didn't talk about that we probably should. We're recording this on a Tuesday because you're heading out on a Wednesday for the first two rounds of March Madness.
Yeah, I'm going to Peyton Manning's favorite city, Omaha, Nebraska.
Omaha.
Driving down, doing a father-son trip, really excited. You know, ever since I was probably, honestly, in middle school, seeing March Madness in person has been on the bucket list. And you'd think it'd be the Final Four, but that doesn't interest me at all. I don't need to sit in a football stadium watching a basketball game. I want to be watching round one in some random Midwest town, watching two schools I couldn't tell you a single player on, and I'll be on the edge of my seat the entire time. So I'm super excited. It's about a 9.5-hour drive, but that's okay. So we get 4 games on the Thursday, then 2 games. The round 2 games will be on the Saturday. So really looking forward to it. But my process, though, when it comes to filling out my bracket, I like to do my homework. A little bit, to an extent, because sometimes the less you know actually is the better. But I do feel it is important to know a couple things, you know, which teams have some seniors, which team has, you know, that hotshot freshman that leads the conference in scoring and all that kind of good stuff. But what I usually do is I'll fill up my bracket the first time, you know, kind of doing a little bit of research, but not a ton. Then I'll do a second draft. And on that second draft, I'm doing lots of research. I'm reading up on every single team, what their story is, how they did in their conference tournament, whether they're hot, whether they're cooling off, who's hurt, who's not. And then this is where I make the mistake, though. I'll do a third draft about 20 minutes before tip-off, round one, and I'll tweak this, I'll tweak that, and that kills me every time. It's those last second tweaks. I can't help myself. I just got to keep touching the bracket. I got to keep adjusting things, and that last final tweak always gets me, except for last year. Last year, I did pick UConn to win it all, and they did. I had Oral Roberts in my Final Four as well, which was a brutal pick. I was trying to, you know, be a hero and pick the real underdog. I like doing that. That's always fun. I don't like picking 3-1s and a 2 or 2-1s and 2-2s. Like, that's no fun. You got to throw something kind of crazy in there. But anyways, my bracket last year, Basketball Manitoba, they have their big pool that they do, and there's like hundreds of people enter it. I think I finished like in the top 15.
Oh,
did I
wow.
win anything? No, but that was some bragging rights. Like, that's okay, top 15. Race. So I was pretty stoked. So this year I'll probably finish 867th. But hey,
Hey,
for the rest of the time, I could say that 1 year UConn got me in the top 15. So
we're going to test this theory. I don't even know seedings. So you're just going to throw names at me and I'm just going to go with my gut and I'm just going to pick whatever name for whatever reason. I don't have a formula. I'm just going to say something and we're going to go with it. I think this is Cinderella year, though. You look at it. We had the Canada West Conference Finals. UNBC made it to the Final Four, the 12th bottom seed of that tournament. Laval won the U Sports title. They were the bottom ranked team. Granted, they were playing at home. But yeah, they upset everybody and they won a national title and broke a, I can't remember how many years it's been since the Quebec team has won. So maybe this is the year, Tay, where you get the you get that Final Four you're looking for. I'll even go even further. I was at the Manitoba High School Provincial Finals last week and this week. And, you know, the number 6 Oak Park Raiders went to the finals. They ended up losing to Vincent Massey in an entertaining game. But I also want to quickly note there are some great players that are playing in Manitoba right now at the high school level. I think my favorite one had to be Taven Vigilance. It's a name you might want to keep out for. He looks like Victor Wembanyama a little bit, and wow, he was really entertaining. He couldn't get his team to the championship, but he did get the finalist banner. So congratulations to everybody. It was a great tournament. But the year of the Cinderella is what I'm getting at. The 6 went up to pace the 1, and they had a chance. They ended up losing in high school. The 12 got to the Final Four in Canada West Conference. The 8 bottom seed won the title in the national championship here in Canada. So maybe this is your year. Go with it, Taylor. Go with your gut. Get that Cinderella, man. You're there witnessing it in person. I'm so jealous. I've never had the chance to go to a Final Four. I've done the Frozen Four, which was also fun. That's why I'm interested to hear like next episode, because I want to get your experience, because the Frozen Four was cool, but it was weird. I was in Chicago at the United Center, and like literally only like half the stadium cares about the game because there's 4 teams playing, right? So until you get to like the finals where it got a little bit louder, I guess it was like, it was unique, very unique. But March Madness, totally different than the Frozen Four, that's for sure. So I'm excited about that. Ready to get the picks going?
I am ready. So you want me to go through every game here and you're going to rattle off who you think is going to win?
We're going
to
go round 1. Then we're going to go round 2. I'm going to give myself no more than 3 seconds, not like target time. We're actually going to make this gut decision and I'm going to try and write them down as we're going, and then we'll post it on social media as the tournament goes to see how we're doing.
All right, Joey, let's start in the East region. And this is actually where some of those Omaha games are. So this region is near and dear to my heart. So you better take this one really serious here, Joey.
But we got to start.
Good man, good man. We've got to start at the top with the reigning defending champions, the UConn Huskies, the number 1 overall seed, going up against 16 seed Stetson.
UConn, but you're not supposed to give me the seeds.
Oh, I'm not supposed to give you the seeds.
No,
okay.
I'm going gut, nothing, no pretext whatsoever.
I think I got to give you the seeds because the way the bracket. Yeah.
Okay, give me the seeds, but I'm not taking them into consideration.
I respect that. Well, if you really weren't taking it into consideration, you would have picked Stetson, but okay, hey, fair, whatever.
You'll see where UConn goes.
Next in the East, we got number 8, Florida Atlantic, who made it to the Final Four last year, going up against number 9 seed Northwestern out of the Big Ten.
Florida Atlantic.
Okay. Then we got number 5, San Diego State University, the home of Kawhi Leonard, against number 12, UAB.
I don't even know what UAB is, so I'm going San Diego State.
That's a good reason. I like it. Then number 4, the number 4 seed, Charles Barkley's alma mater, Auburn, going up against number 13, Yale.
Auburn. Just because I like Barkley. I would have went Yale, though.
They won the Ivy League conference tournament in very dramatic fashion against Brown with the last second layup. Next up, now these are the Omaha games. So these are the games I'll be watching.
Okay.
We got the 6 seed BYU against the 11 Duquesnes. And this is Duquesne's first time at the tournament since 1977. And you're going with the Dukes. Okay, I like it. And they will meet the winner of number 3 seed Illinois, the Big Ten Conference Tournament Champions.
Okay.
Or number 14, Morehead State.
Morehead State. They're going
to
beat the
Chad Illini. Chad Postumus went to Morehead State.
That's why I'm going for it. Yep.
There you go. Okay. This is a Sea Bears pod after all.
Yeah.
Next up, Washington State, number 7 seed against number 10 seed Drake.
Drake.
Just got to be the Drake.
Yeah, of course.
Number 2. Now this is the last first round matchup in the East region. Number 2, Iowa State, who won the Big 12 conference tournament. They smacked Houston in the conference championship game.
Okay.
Iowa State against number 15 seed South Dakota State.
Ooh. Oh, I'm going to go Iowa State. Okay. South Dakota's closer to home.
Okay. Fair. Round of 32 action in the East. This has to be riveting for people to listen to. They must be on the edge of their seats. They must have pulled over in their cars. Nope, I gotta sit here in the parking lot.
I don't know how you can focus on the road with this.
No, not a chance. Connecticut or Florida Atlantic? Who's going to the Sweet 16?
UConn.
UConn, okay. Yeah. San Diego State or Auburn?
San Diego State.
Okay. Duquesne's or Morehead State.
Morehead.
Drake or Iowa State.
Ooh, Iowa.
Okay. Now this is where it gets tricky because I don't know who you, I forget who you said who's.
So I've got out of the ones that I have.
I think you gotta take it from here. I'll take it to the Sweet 16. And then you gotta take it from there.
Okay, so I had
in this region. Then I'll go to the next region and I'll lead you down that path.
No, we're good. No, you got it. So I got UConn, San Diego State, Morehead, and Iowa State. That's from the East region, right?
Yeah. So you got one of those two games.
Okay, I don't know what the matchups are, but I'm gonna go UConn.
UConn, San Diego State, and then that's who they're playing.
Okay, UConn beats San Diego State, and Iowa State beats Morehead.
Okay. Iowa State, UConn. Who's going to the Final Four?
UConn,
okay. Playing it safe, I respect it.
Yeah, I almost went. I'm going with my gut.
Yeah, no, that's fair. Most of their team is back from last year, and they just trounced teams last year at the tournament. They were on an absolute tear, and most of those guys are back. So it's kind of, I never like picking the overall number one seed. I think it's boring. I like cheering for them to lose, but I just don't.
There's always one or two in there. Rare, like I think it's only once that a number one didn't get in. So
last year there wasn't a number one. That might have been
the first time, or was that the maybe that's another more recent time? But I don't know. I remember at some point in the recent past, there was no, I think it was like the first time, or maybe it was the first time it wasn't a top five. I don't know. Either way, there's going to be a number one in there. It's going to be UConn.
We are college basketball experts in case our listeners couldn't tell by this very in-depth analysis of the NCAA tournament. But moving on to the West, the number one seed, North Carolina Tar Heels. Mm-hmm. Against 16 seed, we don't know yet. It's either Howard or Wagner, I believe.
It's North Carolina. I'm not even entertaining that.
That's fair. Number 8, Mississippi State versus number 9, Tom Izzo in Michigan State.
Michigan State,
okay. Number 5, St. Mary's against number 12, Grand Canyon.
Grand Canyon, that's just fun.
It's a cool name, yeah. Number 4, Alabama, 13, Charleston.
Roll Tide, Alabama.
Roll Tide, okay. Number 6, Clemson versus number 11, New Mexico.
New Mexico.
Number 3, Baylor versus number 14, Colgate.
Baylor. That one tricked me for some reason. Okay. I used my full time there, my 3 seconds. Okay. Yeah.
Number 7, Dayton against number 10, Nevada.
Dayton.
And then number 2, Arizona against number 15, Long Beach State.
Long Beach State. Let's give them.
Why not?
Yeah. They got it in them.
It's happened. The two, I feel like one 2 seed goes down in the first round every year. So why not?
As I was writing it down, I wrote Long Bench State, but it's definitely there Long Bench State.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
So you got in the second round.
I'll go over it here. So just so I have my winners. Yep. I have North Carolina, Michigan State, Grand Canyon. Yeah, North Carolina, Michigan State, Grand Canyon, Alabama, New Mexico, Baylor, Dayton, and Long Beach State, not Long Bench State.
I like it. Okay. North Carolina, Michigan State. On paper, that's a doesn't get any better than that, but really Michigan State is not the Michigan State of old.
Yeah, I'm going North Carolina.
Grand Canyon and Alabama.
You know what? Grand Canyon.
Oh, yeah. Your Cinderella team. Okay, okay. New Mexico and Baylor.
New Mexico.
Dayton and Long Beach State.
I think it ends for Long Beach State. I'm going to go Dayton. Mm,
devastating.
Yeah, devastating. Sorry.
North Carolina and Grand Canyon. Does the Cinderella story continue into the Elite Eight for Grand Canyon?
No, North Carolina for sure. Mm.
New Mexico and Dayton. Oof. Who's North Carolina playing?
I'm going to say New Mexico.
Okay, okay. New Mexico versus North Carolina. Who's going to the Final Four?
I'm going to go North Carolina.
North Carolina.
Yeah. What's North Carolina ranked? They're number one?
They're one seed.
Ah, okay. Never mind.
Wow. You are really, you know, going against the grain here. Connecticut and North Carolina in the Final Four. My goodness.
Hey, man. This all Cinderella stories come to an end.
Okay, well, let's take it over to the South. Maybe Joey has a knuckleball he'll throw at us in the South. We got... Remember,
this is no prep. I am going in a 3-second with my gut. No research. No prep picks.
Sometimes that works even better, so I respect it. Houston versus number 16, Longwood. That's a fun one, Longwood. I don't know how you could pick against them.
You know what? Houston got beat up, though, so I'm going to take them. I think they have a redemption after that spanking they took you talked about with Iowa State.
Due for a bounce back. That's fair. And they will play Nebraska or Texas A&M in the 8-9 matchup.
I'm going to go Nebraska. Another Teddy school.
They have the Japanese Steph Curry. That's his nickname. He's a Japanese guy. He wears number 30 and he just bombs threes and he's money. So that will be, if there's a team that everyone falls in love with at this tournament, if they win a couple of games or even probably... Not even if they lose round one, people are going to fall in love with that Nebraska team. That's a fun team. And the Japanese.
That'll make Westman SID Dave Larkins very happy. He's a huge Nebraska fan in every sport. So I think he's going to be very happy with this podcast. Anyway, okay, there you go. We got Houston, Nebraska. Who's next?
Then we have the Pardon My Take Bowl. Was number 5, Wisconsin versus number 12, James Madison.
I'm going to go James Madison.
Oh, okay. The 12-5 games, in my opinion,
they're always the wild card. That's like the easiest Cinderella to pick, I find.
Yeah.
Not easiest, but the one I'm always most comfortable with.
I think every year there's usually at least one 12 seed that knocks off the 5. So whenever you fill out your bracket, you should always have at least one 12 in there that goes on. Then there's number 4, Duke. Bit of a down year for the Blue Devils, but number 4, Duke, going up against number 13, Vermont.
Vermont.
Oh!
Yeah.
Down goes the Blue Devils.
There's always one part of the bracket, one division that has a couple of Cinderellas in the making, so this might be it.
I've never been a Duke guy. I've always thought Coach K. Now, I know Coach K is not the coach anymore, but I've always just kind of, that guy always kind of rubbed me the wrong way a little bit.
Oh, really?
There was that time, there was that press conference where he just crapped all over that student reporter because in the student newspaper, they gave the Blue Devils like a B plus. Like, it was like a mid-season report, and he gave the Blue Devils like a B or a B plus. And Coach K rips into the student. rips into him. It's like, first of all, he's a student. Second of all, B or B plus, whatever it is, that's not a terrible grade.
Yeah. Oh, I didn't know that. What a
just
jerk.
Total. Yeah.
I just remember from the Grantland, back when that was a thing, where they did the piece on Carleton and revealed that schools, and I believe they mentioned Duke, would not play Carleton because they didn't want to risk their eliteness by losing to a Canadian team or whatever. Yeah. So, all right. So, yeah, he's out. We don't have to deal with him anymore.
Fair. I like it. Next is Texas Tech and NC State, who beat North Carolina in the ACC tournament finals.
I'm going to go Texas. No, I'm going to go NC State. NC State.
Okay. Then we got Kentucky, number 3, Kentucky against number 14, Oakland.
Yeah, Kentucky.
And then we got Florida versus a play-in winner between Boise State Colorado. And it's Florida. Okay, okay.
Unless Colorado has Coach Prime, then anything's possible. But as far as I know, he didn't make the jump.
No. And Coach Prime had a losing record at Colorado this year. But
true.
No one paid attention to that because it was just a media circus. And he brought in a bazillion dollars for the program. So there you go.
Hey, man, it's a win. It is a win.
And lastly, first round in the South, we got Marquette and Western Kentucky.
Marquette.
The Golden Eagles. Dwayne Wade's.
Exactly.
Alma mater.
That's
okay.
Exactly what came to mind when I said that.
So we got Houston, Nebraska in round 2.
I'm going to go Nebraska.
Oh, okay. Okay.
You sold me on Japanese Steph Curry.
Easy sales pitch right there. James Madison versus Vermont.
Ooh.
The 12 versus the 13.
No, Vermont, Vermont. No, no, James Madison. James Madison. We need one with a name. Like an actual name. So we're going to go James Madison over Vermont.
Then we got NC State and Kentucky.
I'm going to go NC State.
Okay. Florida Marquette.
Florida.
The Gators.
Yeah.
The Gators move on. Okay, so we got Nebraska versus James Madison. The game everyone's dying to see. Nebraska, James Madison.
It'll be James Madison. And then suddenly everybody's going to want to watch James Madison.
It's true. Might happen.
And then the next one, what's it? NC State, Florida?
Yep.
Florida.
Florida.
And then Florida wins.
Florida wins. So close for James Madison. So close. Okay, so Florida makes the Final Four out of the South. Now, this is where things get interesting, in my opinion. The Midwest region. You got number 1 seed Purdue.
Mm-hmm.
Well-known choke artists. They lost to a 16 seed last year. Big Canadian, Zach Edey leading the way. But does he have the clutch gene? We're going to find out. And you look at Gonzaga. Now, they had a down year, too. They're in here as well, but they're choke artists as well.
Mm-hmm.
But now that they have no pressure on them, could this be the year? The Zags go on a run. Something to think about. Then there's number 2 seed Tennessee. That's a team I feel every year people pick in their Final Four and they fizzle out by the Sweet 16. So, and then there's Kansas as well, who's a 4 seed this year. They've had some injuries. They don't have as much talent as the Jayhawks traditionally do. So there's a lot of weird stuff going on in this region. So I think if there's a region where some just super random team advances, it might be this one. Or who knows, maybe Purdue finally figures it out and stops choking on the big stage. But Joey, you're going to tell us right now.
Hey, I'm not listening to any of this. I don't want anything tilting my gut right now. So you're talking and all I'm hearing is the That's all I'm hearing.
Charlie Brown. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I respect that. Number 1, Purdue against a play-in team in the two teams. Yeah, okay, thank you. Utah State versus TCU in the 8-9 game. Utah State. Gonzaga, the 5 seed against number 12, McNeese.
Gonzaga.
Might be McNeese, I'm not too sure, but
yeah,
I'm going
to
say.
Yeah, I didn't know how to spell it, so I didn't pick it.
Yeah, that's smart. Then there's Kansas, number 4, Kansas against number 13, Samford.
Samford.
Wow, okay. I think I swayed you with the Kansas knowledge that I dropped on you.
I didn't hear. I don't know what you're talking about.
Number six, South Carolina versus number 11, Oregon.
Oregon.
The Ducks.
Yeah.
The Ducks keep quacking. Number three, Creighton versus number 14, Akron.
Creighton.
There's a famous basketball player from Akron.
I wonder who that is. City.
Yeah, I don't know. Actually, he just came out with a new podcast, actually. Him and J.J. Redick.
LeBron. Is that his name?
Yes, LeBron. Yes, yep. Creighton. And then we got number seven, Texas, against a play-in winner between Texas. UV. Yeah, okay. Texas. Then we got number two, Tennessee, against number 15, St. Peter's.
Tennessee. Which is going to make an awful matchup, colors-wise.
The Battle of the Orange.
Yeah.
That'll be small. Awesome, actually. I like
it
that.
Is until you're like, you know, you're passively paying attention. And anyway. But anyway, yeah. Okay, let's go. So we got
Are you Purdue. More of a burnt orange guy or the Tennessee orange? Like, which orange
I don't know. Do you? They're very similar. I would say, I don't know. I'm going to say Tennessee, maybe. Slightly. I do like Texas's orange, too, but I like it how it's a little brighter for Tennessee.
That's fair. Purdue, Utah State.
Purdue.
Gonzaga, Samford.
Gonzaga.
Oregon, Creighton.
Oregon.
Texas, Tennessee. The real Orange Bowl.
Tennessee.
Or Tennessee.
Yeah, going for that orange.
Then we got the battle of the choke artists. Purdue. Gonzaga. Yeah. Purdue.
Zach Edey's there. He'll save the day.
Then we got the Ducks versus the Volunteers. Oregon. Tennessee. Yeah. The Volunteers keep marching. Tennessee versus Purdue.
I got Purdue coming over that one.
He's got Purdue.
Purdue.
That's all, folks.
That's our final four?
That's the final four. I shouldn't say that's all. I guess you should probably pick who wins.
Okay, so who are the matchups now? I got UConn, North Carolina, Florida, and Purdue. So is it who plays in the first semi?
You got UConn and North Carolina.
I'm going to do UConn.
And then you got Florida versus Purdue.
Purdue
versus UConn.
Purdue.
The Boilermakers
got the winning the national title.
Wow. Unbelievable. Joey Slattery.
All right. So, yep. Follow my bracket. You're going to win big money.
Yeah, no kidding. Wow.
Don't be betting on sports, on my advice.
Or mine, trust me.
Okay, so who's your final four?
Yeah, so I'm sure everyone would love to know who I got winning between St. Mary's and Grand Canyon, but I'll skip ahead to the final four here. And again, like I said, it kills me to pick the number one overall seed. I never do that, but I just think this UConn team is way too good. So UConn's in there. And this is where I throw a nice little curveball in there in the West region. I got New Mexico. And no, not because of the Teddy Allen connection. I just think this team, they're built in a way where they could pull off some upsets and go on a run. And I think some teams in the West are a little vulnerable. So I think that could be another region where something kind of crazy like that happens. And it's always fun cheering for a low seed like that. And if you look back at the past couple of tournaments, there's always at least one kind of crazy random team that makes it. And if you correctly nail that, you look like a genius. And if you don't get it, then you're like, well, obviously they didn't make it. So I feel like there's nothing to lose with that. So screw it. That's what I'm doing. And actually here, I have right here. What was it? 2018, Loyola Chicago, number 11 seed. They made the final four. 2021, UCLA, an 11 seed. They made the final four. 2022, North Carolina, a number 8 seed, made the final four. Last year, UConn, a number 4 seed. Not as low, obviously, but they won the final four. Okay. So, you know, it's not always these one seeds, people. You gotta throw some craziness in there. It is the madness after all. But in the South, I'll stop rambling here. I got Kentucky going to the final four.
Okay.
And they will play out of the Midwest, Creighton. Okay. We're located in Omaha. That's where the games I'm going are. They're at Creighton's arena there. So I'll be
Blue Jays.
Right? Creighton Blue Jays.
Nice.
And then I got UConn beating New Mexico, Kentucky beating Creighton, and UConn winning it all. But let's keep in mind, this is my second draft. So 5 minutes before tip-off, I might tweak some things here and whatever. But I think I got to be boring this year. I think I got to pick UConn, and they were good to me last year. So,
well, this is your official bracket, man. Like, I don't care if you have a third draft.
Oh, I know. I know. This is the one that the people are going to see.
Yeah. So I thought maybe you'd jump on the James Madison train. That's the team
about it.
That's the team that's going to screw me in the Final Four. I bet, because I have Florida beating them, but we'll see. All right, man. So we will we'll get your brackets up. I will post them as we come up to the tournament. Have fun out there. That's going to be awesome. I'm super.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, especially Omaha. There's something about going to, like you say, a Midwestern small city. You know, it's not New York. It's not Detroit. It's Creighton, Omaha. Like, that is going to be unreal. I'm very excited for you. I'm very jealous. Make sure you take a lot of pictures. Send it our way. And we'll have to decipher everything when you get back and see how our brackets are doing as we head into the the next rounds of the second weekend, heading into the Elite Eight, see how close we are to being right.
I'm sure midway through Thursday, both of our brackets will be a disaster, but 100%. That's the beauty of March Madness. You keep watching either 100%. Way. But yeah, I'm super pumped, man. I'll make sure to soak it all in, and we'll recap it when I'm back for sure. And of course, keep talking NCAA tournament until it wraps up. And who knows, maybe, you know, as the rounds progress, maybe you'll start doing a little homework on these teams, maybe.
Probably
not. You'll become an expert in James Madison.
My homework will be the last game that I saw, because I will be watching every game, but that'll be my homework. That's about it. But if you've stayed with us this long, thank you. This very well be the longest podcast we've ever produced. If you've pulled over, it's now safe to put your car in drive. Hope you didn't hold up traffic. This riveting entertainment is now coming to a conclusion. Taylor, have fun. Always a pleasure, my friend.
Thanks, man. Take care.
Thank you for listening to the Target Score Weekly podcast. To stay up to date with Winnipeg Sea Bears and CEBL news, as well as future episode releases, follow Joey and Taylor on Twitter and Instagram at TaylorAllen31 and at JoeySlattery TV. And wherever you're getting the podcast, be sure to subscribe to never miss an episode.